Praise the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. I want you to quickly open your Bible to the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 read us, "This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Oh God, thank you for hearing us. Thank you for your written word. Thank you, Father, for preparing our heart this hour to receive your word. Jesus, I pray, Father, that you will help us as we have been called to serve. Oh God, may we serve faithfully. God, thank you for even those who are prepared to listen to your word. Jesus, it is my prayer, Father, that as they hear your word, may it be a blessing to us. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. Take your glory now. In Jesus' name, amen. The theme of our message today is God's response to our prayers. Today we'll be going through these patches of scripture. We are going to talk about how God responds to our prayers. Prayer is our way of communicating with God, and understanding his responses can strengthen our faith. God listens to our prayers. If you look at 1 John 5:14, God listens to our prayers. The Bible says this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So, anything that we ask God according to his will, the Bible says he hears us. God is always listening when we pray. He pays attention to the words in our hearts. God answered us in different ways. He answered us in different ways. James 1 verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Sometimes God answered us with a yes, giving us what we asked for. Other time he said no or wait, because he knows what is best for us. Now, many times we ask God, we need something, and we go to our knees seeking God's approval. But there are three ways he answered us. Sometimes he said yes, because in that movement of time, he knows we need it, and it's best for us in that time. And sometimes he said no, because he knows it may not be the best time to receive it, or we don't need it at all. So God will tell us no. Sometimes he will tell us wait, though we need it, but at times we may not be mature for it. So God has his own way to bless us, but it timing to bless us. God's timing is perfect. If you look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, there is time for everything and a season for every activity on heaven. God answers prayer in his perfect timing. It may not always match our schedule, but his timing is always best. Now, God responds to our prayers in ways that show his love and wisdom. Whether he says no or wait, we can trust that he knows what is best for us. And let me share an illustration with you. There was an evangelist, according to the narrator, who was going to a distant village to minister to the people. And on his way, he did not take anything with him beside the clothes and his Bible with him. And he was traveling alone in the forest. He was a distant away when the cloud got crowded, the place got dark, and the wind began to blow. And then he started asking God, "Lord, help me. I'm not traveling with extra clothes. I'm not traveling with extra shoes. I'm not traveling with extra Bible. This is all that I have on me, and the rain is about to fall." He pleaded to God, and getting closer, the rain came down heavily and the storm began to blow, and the whole forest got dark. He managed to get home, and when he got home, he was so angry. He was vexed in his spirit, man. Why would he ask God in that movement of time, and yet God allowed him to be wet? And the purpose he went for, he couldn't serve the purpose. He sat and started meditating. After a while, two young men came to him and said, "Dear brother, we are come to give our life to Jesus. We know that you truly serve God, because we were in the forest, knew that you were passing that way, and purposely we wanted to harm you. But because the place was dark, the wind was strong, we couldn't stand the tension, and we left. Fortunately for you, we see you here." It tells me that God has his own way. Yes, he was asking God that the rain would not beat him, but God allowed it. Many times God allows a situation in our life for our good. And we must appreciate God, whether good or bad, we must appreciate him. I want to encourage you today, church and brethren, God responds to our prayers in many ways. Either he say yes, no, or wait. But whatever way that pleases God, we must appreciate him, because he knows the best. We don't have to force it. When God said wait, we have to be patient. When God said no, we have to accept his decision. And when God blesses us, we might appreciate him. I want to take this time again to thank you for listening. And I want us to pray that God will be done in our lives, no matter what the circumstances may be. I know sometimes we're in desperate need and we go to our need. "God, help me. God, help me. Either my loved one is sick, God, help me that they will not die." And sometimes God takes their life away. We may not know exactly why God does these things, but he has reason to do it, because everything he does is to his glory. And I want to say today, let God will be done in our life. May God bless you as you listen to his word. Father, thank you so much for today. It is my joy. It is my prayer, Father God, that your word will be a blessing to someone. Oh God, thank you for the way you respond to our prayers, because it brings glory to you, and God is for our best. Thank you because you love us. Thank you because you care for us. Thank you because everything that you do, Father, you understand it better. It's done by your perfect will. Thank you for guiding us in the process. Thank you for your word. Father, let your word be a blessing to someone today. Thank you and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.